Wait, what? Okay, so I just say our names?
Yes.
Okay. This is Emma and Ashton interviewing.
Jean Bond.
Okay.
And I'm 76 years old.
And where did you grow up?
I grew up in Wilson, the city of Wilson.
Do you remember a family doctor who cared for you in your youth or later in life that you liked? If so, what was it about the doctor that you admired or appreciated?
Probably beginning in my youth, right on up into my early 20s, Dr. Cecil Rhodes. He was a Christian doctor, and he had a very good bedside manner. He was interested in me personally, and even when he retired, if he saw me on the street, he recognized me and would speak to me and ask me about my parents and everything. He was a very thorough doctor. I put my total trust in him because he knew the update medical procedures and things of this sort, but he also had that wonderful bedside manner.
Do you remember if a doctor ever made a house call to your home?
Yes. When I was 5 years old, my mom and I were having problems with sore throats, and we had to have our tonsils taken out. So both of us had them done the same day. She went first, and then I went next. And Dr. E.L. Strickland was the doctor. And after we went home the next day, he made a house call to check on us to make sure that everything was still doing well.
Country doctors were often appreciated because of the deeply familiar relationships they had with their patients. Is the doctor-patient relationship important to you? And then how does this rank with other attributes such as the doctor's technical skills, availability, or reputation?
Well, as far as their, I guess you say, personal bedside manner, that type of thing, it's very important to me because I feel like if they know me and about me, then they know more about how to treat me. But yes, the medical end of it and their educational knowledge and their abilities to treat me, I think are very important. I have had both kind of doctors. I've had doctors I go in and they would just be all medical, you know, and I come out feeling like, okay, but they knew their business and that's why I was going, to get me treated. But when I found one that had the personal touch as well as the medical skills, then I felt like I'd really been blessed and wanted to hang on to that doctor.
Okay. What attributes do you look for from your healthcare team? Is compassion or other virtuous character traits important?
Well, I'm in a situation now where it is a team, and I know that they work as a team. Like for one instance, I had a medical issue and I called my primary care doctor and I didn't have an appointment and he didn't have anything that he could work me in, but he referred me to another doctor on his team that said he thought could treat me. And I went to that doctor and got medical treatment. And I mean, it wasn't like I had an appointment in 2 weeks, it was like the next day. And so I think working together as a team and not feeling like you're the sole doctor, but sharing and also learning from each other, I think that's very important. And then the second part of the question was what?
Is compassion or other virtuous character traits important?
Yes, I think so. I think if they really care and they're doctors and they're treating you, they need to treat everything about you, your personal, your mental, your, you know, everything, your emotional. And like I said, the more they know about you, the better I think they can treat you.
This question has two parts. I'll just ask you the first part first. Some people describe the work of a family physician to be partly as a medical guide or educator for their patients. Have you seen this trait with your doctor?
I've just changed doctors because my doctor left, and so I'm seeing a lady PA now. And her educational background and everything is very good. And so I think that's very important, and that she's able to treat me and explain what she's doing and what my problem is and maybe even where it came from, or like if it's a skin issue or something like that.
So I think this. Do you think this aspect would be helpful to learn about your diagnosis or other available treatments?
Yes, yes. Like I say, I can speak of one particular situation. I had a skin problem, a sore came on it, and I couldn't find anybody else that could tell me what it was, you know, and nobody wanted to treat me because I didn't want their patient, and I think that's important too. But when I got referred to this doctor, she immediately started treating it and giving me medication for it. And then when we did a little biopsy and it came back and she treated it, she said it doesn't get any better, see a dermatologist. So she was willing to refer me. It wasn't like I've got to treat you. And so, she told me that she thought it was coming from medication. And it was. And she told me the medication that I was taking and she switched it. So I haven't had any more problems. So I think there was an educational thing there, you know.
Okay, do you have any other questions, Ashley?
I don't think so. I think we're done.
Do you have any
messages? Can you tell us a little bit about your childhood treatments that you went from the family doctor?
My family doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just basically my shots and my normal routine visits and everything. I never really had a lot of medical issues except for the tonsils. And then after that, you know, I really can't even remember having any major or any medical problem that I had to be taken to the doctor for, except for, like I say, for the tonsils and everything, until I got closer into my youth, and then I had to go to the gynecologist and start all that. And you know, another thing about the doctors that are different, the country doctors, they treated everything. I mean, from this birth, the mama's pregnancy, the birth, and everything. Nowadays, you got a doctor for this, a doctor for that, a doctor for this, and a doctor for this, and a doctor for that. And so everybody's specializing into one type of medical field, whereas that country doctor, he had a broad knowledge, you know.
Can you tell us a little about how you got your shots?
How I got them? Well, some of them I got at school. I got some of them at it was then hospital. We didn't have clinics. We just went to what I call Carolina General Hospital. And then when I, went to school, I had my school shots. But then later on, they'd come in and they have to give you a booster shot or a vaccine, you know, and everything. And so it was by the school nurse at school. A lot of them were.
Do you remember when you quit seeing a country doctor and transitioned more into like a specialized doctor?
I'm trying to think now. I think it was after Dr. Rhodes, and he retired, that my mother and daddy had started seeing another doctor, and I just went to where they were because I wasn't familiar enough with the other doctors, but I knew that they were satisfied, and so that's where I went. And he was very, very knowledgeable. Everything was on the computer, and if he was going to prescribe a medicine, he wanted to make sure he'd get out his phone or his laptop and he'd say, okay, this medicine is compatible to this and that and other. So, but the other doctors, you know, didn't have the technology. It was head sense.
Yes, ma'am. Would you say that would you prefer a country doctor versus like a modern doctor or?
Well, I think both of them are important because the modern doctors are more trained and everything. Then I'm not saying that the country doctors weren't trained, but they were limited. But nowadays, with the technology and the computers and all the different equipments, I think they're able to diagnose you better. So that's a hard question. I like the country doctor. You know, their compassion for you and their empathy for you and sympathizing with you. But I also like the fact that they can scan me and maybe see cancer or something like that where the other doctor could not. So it's hard to decide on one or the other. It's nice when you got a doctor that has both qualities.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else you want to tell us about country doctors or your experiences with them? Maybe like a story you deeply remember?
Well, the only stories I can remember is not personally with me, but my grandparents, they lived around Bailey and they lived in Elm City. And when they got to the point they couldn't drive or whatever, I would always take them to the doctor, to these little country doctors in these little one little buildings, you know, and they just have like one nurse and, you know, like one treatment room. And so, I mean, and as far as, you know, anything else, I just remember, in fact, it brought back memories coming through Bailey, you know, because that's where my family was basically raised, Bailey in Elm City. And I can remember some of the doctors that I took them to.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Do you remember how your family paid for the country doctors?
Well, they were cheaper. they paid them like with cash, you know, and there wasn't any bargaining or anything like that, you know, but they always paid their bill. They get a little bill and they pay it. You know, my parents weren't rich. They worked hard and money came hard for them, but they always paid their bills and the doctor was always taken care of.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Does anyone have any more questions? All right. Thank you so much. All right.